With the ringing of the guitar music and the singing still in our ears, we sat down on the plush carpet. And we're waiting for what usually happens, which was one of our adult leaders would stand up and they would be ready to give us a lesson. But this day, something different happened. My friend Brian, who was on the football team with me, stood up and he started talking. Somebody was a peer. And Brian had these bright blue eyes that was really piercing. And he liked to bounce a little bit as he spoke, so kind of like this, goes back and forth. Just kind of this thing. And I remember him very clearly telling us a story from when he was a small child and did something very dangerous. And for some reason, he made it through without getting hurt. And his words have just stuck with me ever since. How he said, "I can know my family and I can only attribute that to divine intervention. Because trust me, he did something very dangerous." The thing that probably struck me the most about this time, and I shared this story, because seeing a peer, seeing somebody who was just like me, sharing what God had done in his life, sharing his story, was incredibly impactful. A young life was set up for those of us who were kind of unsure about faith. Like, oh, maybe I believe, maybe I don't, but this is kind of fun. Maybe this is something that I ask questions about. And I was in that camp. But then sitting there and seeing somebody who was a friend of mine share his own story, it kind of made an impact on me. Because I was saying, wow, here's somebody who I like a whole lot, a friend of mine, but also somebody I could see had a deep faith. So much so that it was standing up and sharing it. Said to myself, oh, I wonder if I could do that. Well, here I am. The thing with stories is you never know the impact that they are going to make. And St. Paul, in our lesson to the Romans today, actually highlighted in a passage the importance of sharing stories, sharing what had happened. He was building off the idea of all who call upon the Lord shall be saved. And then he posed a series of questions. How can they call upon the one who may have not believed? And how can they believe in the one whom they have not heard? And how can they hear without someone proclaiming to them? And how can someone proclaim they are not sent? As it is written, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. And the people that bring good news are the ones who are sharing good story. A story that people resonate with and that they connect with and also connects them to God. I think in the church we get kind of apprehensive about sharing our stories, and this isn't because we don't have good stories to tell. Because I tell you the truth, you have a great story to tell. Just we may not know how to craft that story or how to connect it. And these are all techniques that can be learned. You don't have to be born today. You can learn how to do this. So I wanted to share that with you today because it truly is beautiful sharing a story. And some ways to take a story really coming alive and how to connect it to something divine and good and beautiful. So there's two parts. The first part is really how to make it a really good, compelling, alive story. And a lot of this just comes from lessons that we all learned in grade school. You know, the first thing is to get down on all the facts of the story. So, you know, like Detective Joe Friday, we know him, right? Just facts and facts. We're not doing just the facts, we're going to build on the facts in a moment. But the initial ones are the who, what, the where, and the when. So as I was sharing my story of young life, I said the when. It was 1996. It was myself and 35 other people from my class. friend had these piercing blue eyes and you announced it. You know, you could still hear the guitar music from just a few moments before. You know, you could feel the plush carpet, you know, underneath our, when we sat down. And so all these things have just helped make the story alive. You know, all of us have these stories. Everyone here. And then the second part, this is the tricky part, is how you connect the story to an important lesson. And that always comes with this one little pivot sentence. You know, I tell you this story because. You know, I share this story with you because. And then find a little way of describing some of the particulars of your story and how they relate to the particulars of God or the message that you're trying to convey. Just for example, let's say I wanted to tell a story to highlight the importance of being friendly and welcoming and, you know, embracing people who come in here because it's an important part of church. We welcome people. And I'm going to start by describing, a pineapple. I'm going to lay a pineapple to that. Then I tell a story about cutting a pineapple and I grab it with my hand and outside of it, it's kind of rough and a little prickly. Feels uncomfortable. Then I got to take my knife and cut one end off, cut the other end off, stand it upright and start slicing off the hard outer layers. Then you get to the inside of the pineapple. You know, it's juicy, it's sweet, and it's pleasant. That's really nice. Then I'd say, I share this story with you because people can be a lot like that pineapple. Sometimes people on the outside have this harsh shell. Maybe they're shy. Or maybe this person is suffering. Or maybe this person has experienced some kind of trauma. It's apprehensive. But so often, once you get past that hard exterior, you see a truly wonderful person in there. Just like with a pineapple, once you get past that tough outer skin, but there's something really nice inside. So that's how I might find a way of making a connection. Using something like a pineapple to teach an important lesson. You know, Jesus was really a master at doing this. You know, all through the Gospels, he was constantly making these connections to everyday life. Jesus would say, and he loved to tell stories, and he called them parables. And so he would say, the kingdom of God is a lot like a pearl of great value. It's a lot like this pearl, and if you see this pearl, you finally see it, give up everything else in order to get this pearl. Or he said, the kingdom of God is a lot like a coin that a woman had. And she thought she lost it, so she lit a lamp, and she scoured her house, and she was looking and looking, and then she found the coin. She said to her neighbors, come celebrate with me, for I found my boy. Or he said, the kingdom of God is a lot like a mustard seed, which is so, so tiny. So it's the smallest of all the seeds, but once it's planted, it grows and becomes the largest of all shrubs, so big that the birds come and make their nests in its branches. So you can see how Jesus was taking everyday things from life and making connections. Finding these little ways to describe the kingdom of God to people. So I'd say if you feel called to do this, and everyone here, I know you have a story worth telling. And but to really prepare it well, it takes a bit of homework. A bit of a chance to just think about your story and, you know, what is it that I can relate to this? So the first thing to do is really just make a list of everything you know about God. And it can be simple things. You know, God is loving. God is kind. God is forgiving. You know, God is one who rescues us, redeems us. And you can have that list of just points that you can make. And then the next part of your homework is to think about your life stories and find some ways to really flesh them out. You know, think about the who, the what, the where, the when, and then add the sensory information, visuals, the sounds, the textures, you know, the smells, the tastes involved, describe the taste. And then find a way to craft your story to put these two things together. And I tell the story about this pineapple because, well, jumped in the pond and pulled me back. And I can say, you know, that's a lot like what Jesus did for us. When we were in life, spread it all, flailing around, Jesus got into our world, pulled us to safety. Your story is so compelling and so important. And when you flesh these things out, you make these connections, you never know the impact this is going to have on people. And I want you to be able to do this because I know you can make a difference. I know that you can reach people. Your stories are strong, compelling, and important. Your stories make an impact. You never know the impact that your story is going to make on a person. St. Paul understood this as he was writing to the Romans. And that's why he said, how beautiful are the feet of those who bring good news. How beautiful are the feet of those who bring these good stories.